Welcome to the Fantasy Amateurs and Boom or Bust NRL Fantasy Podcast collaboration for 2024. We've joined forces to bring you the best fantasy content with a rotation of fantasy experts and fantasy nuggets, reviewing the week and answering your NRL fantasy questions. Good evening and welcome to the Boom or Bust and NRL Fantasy Amateurs Questions Podcast Collaboration 2024. I'm your host, Stuart Lord, and tonight I'm joined somehow by Nick Lord, Fantasy Nugget, man, you can't get a computer, laptop, and microphone working together correctly at the same time. How are you, Nick?
And headphones.
Oh, mate, four things.
Baby.
Mate, you know, boom room waiting, apparently. Yep. And we also have joining us from the Tuesday podcast, we've got Rob McStay from the Amateurs podcast. How are you going?
Yeah, going well, boys. Lots to digest. I'm sure a lot of the questions we answer will have been usurped by the recent news. So keen to crack into it.
That's it. Well, how about we crack into that one first, which is the news that Nathan Cleary has been ruled out. And the fact is that we have no idea at this stage why. There's no information, just that he's been ruled out. Definitively, Brad Schneider has come into 21, and the fact that Mary Fowler's in town and he's hanging out, but that's about it. So I guess question to you guys is, if we find out by tomorrow information, obviously we'll know one way or the other, but if we don't, are we going to hold, Rob?
I think it depends. Stu and I were talking off air about this briefly. If you've just brought him in this week, like last week, for example, round 8, and then you hear this news, if we know definitively it's going to be 1 week, then you probably have to hold. But if it's going to be longer, if he's actually re-aggravated it, then we're getting too close to origin now, aren't we? I think the hamstring's not a fun injury to have, and especially a re-aggravation of one that he's done quite a few times before. I think if it's more than 1 week, I'd be selling. But I don't know if we're going to know that.
Mm, that's it. So if we don't know, what are you doing, Rob?
I'm leaning hold. But I'm all at sea. I had all my trades locked in already for this week, and it's just not what you need.
It certainly is not. I look, I'm the same. I'm 50-50. I think the big thing to think about is that if you had three trades locked in and you're going to do like I was doing, like Chester and Taylor May, like guys who have to go, right? And then you got a guy like Brandon Smith who is like should go but doesn't have to. So I guess it's like if you've got three guys who have to go this week, like, you know, just say you've got Gutho, you got Lusick, you got May, you got Chester, all these guys, I reckon deal with them first, wait on Cleary. But if you're rolling around here, you're trying to push for those ranks and you've got no other issues, right, I reckon I'd be chopping him this week because round 9, there's only, three rounds left after this week until he's off for Origin anyway, correct?
Yeah.
But surely they're going to rest him round 14.
Yeah. Do you wonder if it's the short turnaround that's kind of the rehab took so much longer than we thought anyway with his first injury, and then this short turnaround, I don't know. I'm just the Panthers medical information is never that trustworthy, and I feel like we're not going to get the answers we need. But if it is a proper re-aggravation, is he even going to be ready for Origin?
Yeah, well, look, there's every chance, but either way, it'd be a sell, right?
Yeah.
He's a hard sell, right, guys. You've beaten around the bush. He's going to play 3 of the next 5 at best.
Yeah.
Best case scenario. So 900 something K, I think he's got to go from your teams, to be honest. As sad as it is, I think just yeet him.
Yep. Yep.
Bin the chin.
Unfortunately, we're kind of at that stage. So I guess with that one, only reason why I wouldn't is if you've got three guys who definitely have to go, because clearly we don't know yet. If we know that it's a re-aggravation, he's also high in the has-to-go button bucket. But he's probably below, I'm guessing, guys, would you agree, he's below guys like Taylor May who are just hemorrhaging cash.
You mean Terrell May?
Sorry, Terrell May.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Terrell May's number one urgent sell.
Guys like Kyle Flanagan, other guys who just have to go because you're just going to go backwards.
Yeah. But I suppose this is the other issue. If you have him, who are you trading him to? Obviously Hines, number one. But if you have Hines already?
That's a very ugly question because I was thinking about that. All of the guys that you want are earmarked for Origin apart from the Warriors, essentially.
Yeah.
Like I'm just looking through. So you got SJ, who's at almost 900. So it's almost a straight trade. I'm not sure that SJ clears the trade you really want to make. Yo's Origin. Yo will get some points, but it's still only 4 games. Haas, Origin, Feed Origin, Hopgood Origin. Like we're just going down the list, right? Suddenly buying Jerome Hughes at 784 seems like it's probably the best option.
Yeah, he is a good option. I'm also wondering if you do just wait a week and then next week you can kind of spread the cash out a little bit and upgrade like a couple of other guys potentially.
If he's not around.
Yeah, if we do have that clarification, because I'm in denial. I appreciate that insight, Nick. I think you're as a non-owner, it's easier for you to say, and possibly you're looking at it with a better lens on than Stu and I, who are slightly biased. But
agree with your nuanced take in saying if you brought him in last week, hold on to him because you don't want to keep burning through trades. But if you've held him all this time, I think you just got to move him, to be honest.
Yeah, No, I'm with you.
Yeah, go generate some value, get plenty of cash for the next week, next couple of weeks. All right. So look, having done that question, let's go here. I'm going to cut some questions from you guys where it's like, what should I do for my third trade? Because I'm assuming that you got problems. But here's a good one from Eric Bryant. Hit us up on the Facebook. He's going Mariota or Chester as my third trade. Mariota playing, but is not making money. Chester obviously is out. Nick, what would you do?
Mariota or Chester out.
He wants to trade one of these two. They're around the same value. Mariota's been benched. Chester is injured.
Chester's an interesting one. He's on the casualty ward. He's due back round 13. And if he's not back round 13, you're just going to be devastated because having a wing fullback center in round 13 has turned to be pretty valuable, I think. So I'm not sure. I'm leaning to holding Chester at the moment, but I'm not too sure when he actually will be back. Is there any better information on that, Stu?
No. Look, it was a grade 2 injury. So if they're really talking sort of 4 weeks for him to be back, but it's 4 to 6 for that type of injury. Like I was checked in with Mitch. So it could be 6, which means he might not be back till round 15. And they got the bye 16.
Sell then.
And they got the bye 16, so he might not be back till 17.
It's these ambiguous 4 week holds which are the tail of the season, aren't they? I just feel like you can turn him into Garrick or Taylor May or down to Armstrong or Weeks. It just feels like an easier option to me, any of those.
And you never know with the Raiders, the way that they're going at the moment, Mariota may be the starting halfback next week. Well, no, they've got the bye next something. Week. But then, yeah, the week after.
Round 11.
Yep.
Yeah. Sean, I'm pretty sold on the Garrick chat you guys had last night, Rob. I think you guys had a really good discussion about his sort of price point, his upside, and his availability over the origin period. It really does solve a lot of issues with the DPP as well. He's a pretty nice swap out for Chester. He just doesn't play 13, which is, you know, a bullet you have to bite, but you get a sort of long-term keeper potentially, right?
Yeah, and it's the goal kicking, I think, which is a really good piece of base, but also the potential to play fullback when Tom Trbojevic is out, or if Tom plays Origin, which I think he will. So yeah, it's just that little bonus. And then yeah, if you can get around 13, but 13 I think is going to be okay. Chester would have been great. Obviously that's why we all got Chester in, but hopefully we can get someone like Armstrong or Weeks to cover that.
Yep.
Hole. And then it's just 17 you have to cover, which is one of the easier ones to cover, I would have thought.
Yep.
13 is generally easy because you've got plenty of weeks to run up to it. It's
yeah, that's right.
16, which is ugly because you've got to kind of churn a lot of people.
And 14, which is, you know, we've got all of those teams on bye, but we've also got potential
Raiders
and rests and all sorts. So
excellent. All right. Let's move on. So Sean Johnson Clark is going Chris, and I'm guessing it's Tyrell May out for Garrick and Jaden Brayley. I guess that one's probably. Yes, so we're saying Garrick, having just spoke about it. Jaden Brayley, Rob, where do you reckon he sits as a buy this week?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit last night. I'm not sure he needs 80 minutes to be a buy. So I still think he's a buy regardless of his minutes. It's just kind of how terrible the position of hook has been, isn't it? Where we're looking at guys like this who are really suboptimal players, but can possibly get up to a 50 average if he pushes 80 minutes. I think it's fine. I'm not really enthused by it. But if you need a hooker, then it's probably the best of a bad bunch.
That's it. Look, especially if you've had enough of the cheese and Appy train. So. And you've had enough of essentially everyone apart from Grant, then he's probably at least a cheap option.
Yeah.
All right. And a quick question to the crowd. If you could choose, would you rather win fantasy or have the team you follow win the premiership, Nick?
Oh, I think a premiership, to be honest. Yeah, that's it for me.
How about you, Rob?
Yeah, I've got to take the premiership. Yeah, as never having it before, I think.
That's it. And look, 4 in a row. I like it. So let's do it. Okay, Craig Finkel is asking. He's got Terrell May, Carrigan and Chester to Armstrong, Hines and Garrick.
That's pretty strong.
Or he's got May, Chester and Salmon to Armstrong, Bateman and Garrick. Nick.
I think I'd...
No. Oh, Rob, sorry, I cut you off there, mate.
Sorry, I jumped in. What are you selling Carrigan for? I feel like it's slightly early on him.
Maybe captaincy option.
It's to Hines. I think people who just got annihilated last week, if you were captaining Carrigan, imagine you don't have Cleary, right?
Oh, my God.
And so you got 50 points off Carrigan, and so you missed 75 points just in base over Hines last week. So...
Yeah, I'm with you. But it's last week's points. Like,
oh, it is. But
he might have Cleary, and now his option chooses itself.
I'm not sure. Like 125. Like Carrigan could score 125. Like
No. I agree. Okay. Well, if he doesn't have Cleary, then I still prefer the second lot. I don't know.
Bateman.
I don't know. Yep. I don't like selling Carrigan.
Yeah, I don't love it either. But look, I guess it's one of those ones where you're getting rid of like a guy you're going to have to get rid of in Carrigan potentially, or at least has peaked. Chester, you know, got to get rid of. May, you got to get rid of. So a hard choice, but two easy ones. And then you get three winners, Armstrong, Hines and Garrick. But look, mate, either way, just check your team composition. All right, let's get to some Instagram questions. We're talking about May and Chester again to Garrick and Walker. Nick, Sam Walker, is he on your radar this week?
I think he should be on everyone's radar based upon what we saw last week, and I stormed out of the pub.
he did.
Rage leave. Yeah, I just couldn't take it anymore. He was absolutely amazing. And basically everything he touched turned to absolute gold and 6 points, basically, which is way more fantasy points for everything he did. Anyway, the Roosters actually, it's a really interesting matchup that they have this week. They got the Broncos, don't they? And yeah. Just running through their team list, they're basically full strength both sides, which is, a bit different to how they've been sort of to begin the year. So it's going to be a really good clash. And I say that to say that, I mean, that the Roosters are going to go really well, I think, moving forward. They shouldn't have too much effect from the Origin period. Who knows if Teddy's going to play, but even then Marnie goes to fullback. So I think Sam Walker's prospects are actually looking much better based upon the form of the Roosters. So I think he's a really solid buy, should be on everyone's radar. The main query is how many halves can you have in your team, Stu? What do you reckon?
We got one less now.
just going to say, is Cleary to Walker?
That's a great trade. That's a great trade.
I think that's
Cleary to Walker's great value, because like Cleary to SJ just feels so like it's backwards, essentially. For the same price, you gain $4,000 or something like that for the cost. But yeah, guy to, you will make some of the money back on Sam and you can cash the rest. So very good upwards trade. But number of halves, if you got one, two, okay, I'm excluding like guys who are only halves, yeah? Guys like Weeks and Strange, they're not halves, effectively, yeah?
Yep.
Because they can play other positions. So out of actual halves that you can probably carry, 4 to 5, probably 4. So if you got like Dylan Brown.
You can only play 2 in round 13 is sort of.
Yeah, I've got Dylan Brown. A lot of people do. He's probably sell around Origin time, because once Moses comes back, he will just take that step back, like a significant step back.
Yeah, I still think that his buy coverage is helpful enough to get through to. I'm really worried that, because I was looking at the buys, and it's really good to have Eels through that period. And if you're going straight from Brown to Moses, for example, which you could do if you wanted at that time, that's fine. But Brown is just really good. He just covers a lot of weeks that you want to otherwise have someone. And I'm really worried about that re-injury rate from that foot injury too, if I'm honest.
Yeah, well, look, I guess if you're carrying Sam Walker and Brown, because that way Strange and Weeks, they can play elsewhere. It's really just Hines who will either be playing Origin, or you just got to loop those guys, right? Because Galvin doesn't play 13.
Yep.
And yeah, at some point you might sell him, or you might keep him through Origin. He plays 16 and 19.
That's what makes it so interesting, is Galvin's a genuine starting have in your fantasy team at the moment with his for production, sure. You know? So you can run like Hines, Galvin and really be sweet. It's just so
he hasn't had a bad game. Even like, okay, the game against the Panthers, he got a 35, but like he's a first-year halfback against the Panthers, right?
Mm.
All the rest. First game, 43-60-44, suspended, and so the 44 was really almost a 50 before the sin bin, right? 35-55 against the Broncos. So, yeah, he's got a lot going for him, and he's got a lot going for him on that edge.
Do you think Hines is shaping as the one of the halves heading into Origin there, Rob? Do you think, you know, you bit of insurance by picking up Sam Walker now for round 13?
Yeah, I'd have to think that he is in line to play in the halves. I just can't really see them going with Luai again. And then if they don't do that, then who else really is there?
Moses, if he's fit.
But it's that re-injury rate. I just can't see them rushing him back. Maybe they will. The Eels are in a bit of disarray. But I think it's got to be Hines and Cleary at this stage.
Yeah. I think you've seen Moses around 11, right? Moses has got a good chance to play Origin because he's got a great running and kicking game, like a better kicking game than Hines. But if we don't see him until round 12, then I think...
Not much conditioning.
No.
For Origin with a foot injury.
No, that's what I mean. So it's like, but at least he's got 2 weeks to show that he's playing well, 11 and 12.
Yeah, Walker's a buy at this stage, I think, all in all.
Excellent. Well, look, we'll keep that. If you're listening through for your question, guys, Walker is definitely a buy, so we got him all good. So is Garrick, Walker, and Hines all buys this week? Hines is obviously a definite buy as the leading captaincy option. Danny now knows, is asking, is RTS to Garrick sideways? Rob?
I've been quite unimpressed with Roger so far this year for fantasy, and possibly as an NRL player too. Just isn't getting enough good ball and good space. It feels slightly sideways, but it's definitely like an upgrade on points. It's just like, is it worth a trade, I suppose, is the main question, isn't it? I definitely think it's a scoring upgrade, and it's a base, like it's a floor upgrade. He kicks goals. He's, you know, playing in a better team. And yeah, I think I'd probably do it if I had no other concerns.
I'd say just find another way at the moment. Like the Warriors have had a couple of bad games. They're still working out how to do RTS. I really wish he was swapped with Rocco Berry because then he'd be getting the good SJ ball as opposed to the terrible Terry Murray Martin ball. But yeah,
we're just not like doing this like drop back and giving him enough like room to run onto the ball. It's all going right and it's all sweeping right and it's infuriating to watch.
Mm. So, and look, they got Knights, Roosters, Panthers, and then Dolphins. The only thing is that RTS pretty much like, you know, it's only got two buys across the period, but they are 13 and 19. So I'd try and find a different way, but if you got to sell them, yeah, it's not the worst, right, Rob?
It probably is sideways, which is the answer to your question.
Got it.
Austin made a great point at the pub that he hasn't really had his breakout game yet. So, you know, that could be in a week now, really. So, yeah.
Against the Knights this week, it certainly could be. McDonald Jones.
Mm.
All right. Although I really want to say the only game at Magic Round worth watching, the only one, go get your tickets now, Panthers versus Warriors, round 11. That should be a good game to watch.
Sunday afternoon. It'll be great.
Ooh. It will be. Excellent. All right, Poppy 1295. Nick, Chris Lane Foran. Ooh, someone got burnt. To Garrick, Nicora, and Sam Walker.
Love it. Lock it in.
Yeah, slam dunk. I should.
That's free a upgrade. Layup. That's incredible upgrades.
It's like a 100-point upgrade.
Literally. Yep. Oh, my God.
Yep. All right. Mark OG goes three trades this week. Who do you leave out of Garrick, Brayley, Sam Walker, or Plath? I'm saying Plath. Anyone disagree?
Nope.
Easy. William Katiers is going thought on RFM. Nick has a cheap mid option with good buy coverage. Or is Luciano going to drink his milkshake very shortly?
Yeah. I think you guys talked about it again last night, Rob. Ryan sort of said, and I totally agree with it, that just won't get the minutes heading back to the bench necessarily. He might get 50, 60 minutes, playing a bit of middle, maybe a bit of edge, spelling for Sua or Luciano, but he's just not. Obviously, 80-minute edge RFM is a buy, but the opportunity just hasn't been there yet. And Luciano's just had those annoying injuries, hasn't he? So he hasn't really been a buy yet.
It's been a shocker this year because, like, Luciano made everyone useless at the Cowboys, right? And so we got RFM. We're like, oh, we're all in on RFM. Then Luciano goes to St. George, right? Frees up the spot. And then obviously we get absolutely ruined by the fact that Lukey gets injured over there. And then Finifiaki doesn't play well for half the time that people owned him. And now Luciano's stinking it back up at St. George. I don't know. Anyway, love you, Luch. Okay. Trading Finifiaki and Cheese to Armstrong and Adam Fanua Blake. Rob, is that a good one?
I think I prefer it for head to head. AFB not playing 13 and 19. But AFB is really good, so I definitely like the trades. Finifiaki's peaking. He scored well last week, but Luki's there on the bench now, so unlikely to get a lot of minutes.
Break even at 10 though, so not an urgent sell necessarily.
Yeah, true. Yeah, he did get that booster week. I'd probably just trade Cheese. Everyone needs mids this week, right? I think. With Terrell May down and
thing. Jacob also has Sorrow, Gutho, and Lane. And at least Gutho's a definite sell. Lane probably too.
Yeah.
So you'd sell what, Cheese, Gutho, and Lane to Armstrong, AFB, and Garrick or something.
Isn't Sorensen out for a couple of weeks now?
Sorensen's out for probably 2 to 3. He's already done one of those, right? Yeah. So he might have one or two more left. But Gutho's got 4 to 5 left, and Lane's been stinking it up.
I'd hold Lane. I think you're just betting on the regression back to his mean, hopefully, right?
Where has his mean been since 22?
He needs Brown back on the left, I think, Sean Lane.
But is it worth selling low? You know what I mean? Like, thing, considering it? Selling
it where you got in on, I guess, at this point. But yeah, I do get your point.
Yeah. Mm. Like, you just got him in for a reason because you thought he'd come back from the dead. So I don't know. Good buy coverage, as we were discussed, for the Eels. So anyway.
Excellent. Okay. Also breaking news. I'm just having a look through this team list here, which is that Jacob Gagai is out of Thursday night's game. So he's been cut. And having a look at this one, Michael Cheekham has been moved to center. Isaiah Tass out to the wing, along with Isaac Thompson. And on the edge, Keon Kalomatangi is back on the edge. Jai Arrow has been moved to starting prop.
Thank God.
And so you got Keon Kalomatangi and you got Jacob Host on the other edge. So obviously from that news, Jacob Gagai owners, very sad. And Michael Cheekham owners, all three of you, also very sad. Sean Kepi's on the bench. So anyway, looking on Maxi 9094, Nick, thoughts on Drayden Brayley, Ruben Garrick. So Lussick and Cheese to get them.
Yep. Love it.
Excellent. And another person goes, Drayden Brayley and Garrick, good trade-ins. Yes, they are. Okay. Rob, thoughts on trading out Coruscant, Cheese, and May, Terrell May, Brayley, Garrick, and Plath, or Bateman, whoever's best. So I guess the real question is, we've said Garrick and Brayley are great, right? But is Coruscant and Cheese sells this week? And who's the biggest sell?
See, I've got Coruscant and Cheese as well.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I am leaning towards selling Cheese and just running Coro until he gets picked for Origin, if he gets picked for Origin. Cheese at 50 minutes is no good for me. And I just can't really see a way where he plays that many more minutes than that with the pack that they have that they're rolling out. So I'm pretty comfortable selling Cheese, and I'd be getting Bateman over Plath.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I like that. Yeah, I was leaning the same way as well. Okay, Lock and Clady goes, is Plath wheels up? I think we're all saying no. He's just too many good games in a row means he's just flying too high for us. And who are the best mid options under 745K? So I'm just pulling it open here. This is wonderful podcasting for you listening at home.
No worries. They're like 760.
That's it by price. So having really wrong down. Look, Cam Murray is a great pickup because he's already had a buy, but he's got Origin. That's the downside. And he's got the round 20 buy. Stefano and Cam McInnes, I don't know about you guys. I feel like they're slightly peaked. And McInnes's minutes are probably going to take a hit. Jack DeBellin got 80 last week because of the HIA. I'm looking at this one, whether it's Joliffe or Nat Butcher. And Nat Butcher was close to being cut before his thing. So whether, I guess, essentially, is it Joliffe, guys?
I think it is Joliffe.
Or is it our good friend Connor Watson?
Yeah, you got to watch that. Watch that Roosters team list, I think, the hour out. Because Radley's lingering. And if he comes onto an edge and Watson is the lock, then Watson's a screaming buy. But otherwise, Nat Butcher, if he's got that long-term right edge, then I like him as well.
Yep, I like it. Anyone else on your radar, Nick? in the middle?
Nah, I'm just scrolling.
Max so King critical. Is good for like long-term buy coverage, but this feels a bit suboptimal.
Yep, yep. Ryan Madison is pretty interesting. He's on the buy, obviously, but see what happens next week.
For next week, yeah. If Cardi's on the bench or in Reggie's, that would be amazing.
58 last week with a 36 break even at DPP, 522K. Oh. We know what he can do. It's just
Matto's so good on an edge. They just don't play him on an edge for us.
No,
he doesn't.
2 years.
Yeah. But even if he gets that big minute middle role, but that was almost before Hopgood was there, wasn't it? That he
had yeah. Hopgood's drinking that milkshake now.
Yeah, that's it.
And Offengawi too. Offengawi last year was playing like 15 minutes a game. Now he's starting prop. So
yep.
Look, Corey Waddell as well has possibly got a little bit of value left in him due to the fact that they just keep on getting injured over there. So they're just you get an extra 2 weeks from Olakuatu. So even if Burbo comes back.
But they're due back round 11 together, I think. So
yeah.
I don't think that's wheels up on him.
Mm-hmm. I think the cheap options are Fainu from the Tigers, if he's got the edge spot.
He does. Or, he's looking great, actually.
Or James Selle, perhaps. What do you think about him, Nick?
Yeah, he played really well, despite getting smashed. I'm not too sure on his minutes, to be honest, what they'll be going forward, but he keeps being inserted into the starting lineup, so it definitely looks like Blake Laurie might be moved on soon. Because he's not really providing much off the bench, to be honest, either. Jack DeBellin's the one providing the starch there for sure. Ben Murdoch Marcel was useless. So I think I definitely think there's an avenue there for Jaime Selle to continue to get pretty good minutes potentially, just based on Blake Laurie being a potato.
Yep, definitely. All right. Rev 33 is going May, Levi, and Cheese to Garrick Plath and Jaden Brayley. I think we're saying not Plath if you need a middle. And cover. We've just talked through a whole bunch of different options there. A guy like Selle or I really like Fainu. He just looks like an absolute weapon. So he might just take a couple of weeks to get the edge. And also just sneakily trading in Bateman because he's one game away from getting that DPP, most likely.
Mm.
So they won't announce to what, round 13, 14?
Yeah, team lists. Tuesday on round 14. So
yep. So after the first buy, and he misses that first buy anyway. But I know I like Bateman.
Yeah.
Lachlan Black. Who's more a trade? Chester, Chris, Chevy, or Strange? I know for me personally, I think that Chester's injured, so you know you can get rid of him, but you're not going to lose money this week. Strange, you could lose money, but his break even isn't too bad. Chevy, I don't know about you guys. Chevy's a hold for these 2 weeks just because he's a cashy. We know that. The coach has come out and said why.
If I think so.
Excellent. And then he might just get that run up till, you know, maybe Rapana is back sort of round 12, round 13. Probably closer to 13 than 12 with that meniscus surgery. And look, Chris, I just think Chris has been, he was okay when the team was going well, but just when the team's going backwards, he's not really the guy, is he?
He's never the guy.
So yeah, I know you guys were pretty low on him in the preseason, which has borne fruit. But he's been really average, hasn't he? Like he's made 5K all year.
What you mean between the game that he missed, the game that he missed round three, the 18 that he got the week after? I mean, yeah, he was killing it for a while. He got a couple of mid-30s games, woohoo, and a 40 against the Broncos, and then, yeah, plopped out a 13, just big turd. So, yeah, Chris has got to go, man. You're going to lose money on Chris this week. Manly go around teams, which means that they'll basically be running a train on Chris.
Oh, that's definitely one of our victories this year so far.
No, that's true. Who's more of a sell? Appy or the Cheese? I think we've always spoken about this, which is probably the Cheese just due to the schedule. Appy's the goal kicker. He's basically the everything. He's the club captain. And the West Tigers are a less bad team than last year.
Am I dreaming this? Isn't there a worry about Appy's back or something like that?
He's got a
said it was just cork. So
okay.
It was concerning though. He missed a lot of tackles last week.
Yeah, it sort of bore out into the game, didn't it? In his performance, and you're just not sure if that's going to linger. But
that's kind of good. The fact that he's injured and they're not taking him off, right? They're not carrying the sub to give him 40. They're just making him play through it. I'm kind of encouraged by that.
Yeah, good point. Yep.
All right. Who to bring in for May? Said 200k in the bank, still has got Lussick and Hopgood who have the buy. Well, I guess so. You yeet Lussick and May. And okay, assuming money's no object this week in the middle, fellas, who would you be getting, Nick?
I would say just keep Hopgood. So don't flog him.
Yeah, so imagine you've got May and Lussick. So basically you've got plus 200k, so you've got 800, 1.3, two players. I'm assuming one of them is probably Garrick. So you've got 1.1 million. You can buy whoever the hell you want. Who are you getting?
That's really tricky.
Or a million.
I mean, obviously Hines would be my number one. I'm still a Yo defender. I just it's absolutely reliable 60-ish every single week. You're buying it at full freight, but you're not. I don't think he's ever going to come on a fire sale either. So being able to park your money in somewhere that's pretty safe, I think, is a good option. I know Fenua Blake got that try, but I wasn't too impressed with him. Two tries, was it?
Yeah, two tries for 70.
Yeah,
I just wasn't that impressed with him, to be honest. I'm not quite sure what sort of happened last week. So, it's a bit tricky. I think Yo's probably the safest answer there, to be honest.
Yeah.
As boring as it is.
Yep. Rob, for yourself, or would you go down, get one of those cheap mids we talked about before and have plenty of cash to spring around next week?
Yeah, I'd probably get Bateman and Garrick or something like that, probably.
I like it. Excellent. Okay. Well, look, we've definitely got essentially four screaming buys this week, if I'm correct here, which is Armstrong, Walker, Garrick, and Bateman. Essentially, most of our answers are somewhat along the lines of yes, they're all good to buy. Correct? Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, look, let's go through a few of these because I'm going to skip a couple because essentially that's answered most of them. Okay. NRL Enthusiasts is saying he's ranked 4,200. Thoughts on trading May Ponga and Smith or Levy, and it's got to be Levi, to Garrick, Armstrong, and Jaden Brayley. I think that's a slam dunk, right, Rob?
Yep.
Yeah, and he's going, should I trade Levy or Smith? I'd go Danny Levi, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah. Tries are pulling out of his thing, which means is that instead of getting 28, he's now getting 8. Now, Mark Vayner is going, thoughts on May, Cheese, and Strange to Jolliffe, Garrick, and Fuller. Okay, Trey Fuller, guys, I'm thinking that he's probably close to tapped out. Like, you're basically trying to ride a roller coaster. I feel like it's almost like trying to get on Talakai at this point after that 100 game because he just had two gangbusters games.
The Morgan Harper game, yeah.
That's it. So having thought about that, I'm seriously concerned. What about Nick?
Well, the Hammer's due back in a couple of rounds' time. So, we sort of poo-pooed Trey Fuller being a cash cow because of the window, but it's obviously that was wrong.
So. He's just very busy, and the Dolphins suck.
Yeah, so he's sort of pinballing off people as well, you know, tackle busting sort of dude. Bit like a short sort of Teddy sort of player, but I think he's got to, wave to the train, admire it, and just let it sail past you, to be honest, at this stage.
Got it. And I've just been notified that Cleary's injured on the app. So, I'm seeing a whole bunch of questions pour in.
On the NRL, .com, I've just had a quick look. They said, the Panthers have said that it's rested as a precaution with no suggestion that there's been another setback.
Precaution about what? Know. Yeah.
Meaningless Panthers nonsense, but... I don't know if we can trust that, but sounds like he might just have a week off, but who knows?
That's it. All right. Okay. Moving on. It's noteworthy. Sam is talking about, should he get Fuller? No, before he'd done it. Get Garrick. That's probably good. Lockie McCarron is going, thoughts on jumping on Jack DeBellin early or waiting for a couple of weeks? I think JDB, Nick, is probably hard to buy this year unless he's got, a 5 or 6 in front of his name.
I think he's about value at the moment. He's playing bloody awesome. He's not getting the 80 minutes like I hoped. He's just that 60-minute, mid-50s to 60 kind of guy. So probably mid-50s there or thereabouts. The upside's just not there. So, yeah, I agree, Stu. I sort of wouldn't want to pay 700 necessarily for him like I did. I'm a nupty.
No,
and it's the buy coverage for DeBellin not playing Origin. but you're really paying full freight for him, aren't you? Or close to, for a 60-minute guy.
Yeah. And look, he hasn't stunk it up. A whole bunch of 40s to 50s in there. Might as well buy Drek Trbojevic, except he plays Origin. But you know what I mean. Like, it's just that very similar outcome as far as points go. He's averaging 51 for the year, and he played the full 80 last week to get a 67.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mark Odgy is asking a great question. General question about trades. So he's wondering whether it'd be a strategy to hold some trades, so hold some guys like Appy and Terrell Cheese, cop the bad run of form, potentially some losses in money in order to come home when everyone else has run out of trades. Because I don't know about you guys, I'm getting close to 20 this week. So a lot of people will be below that by 3 or 4. Like, is it worth, you know, holding onto some of these guys and trying to ride out the form wave, Rob?
Terrell May is really difficult. Because I don't really see, like, Linu is coming back round 10, and then Radley's there on the, you know, lurking. I just don't really see an avenue for him to get that many more than 40 minutes. So, like, generally, I agree that you should try and save trades. You should, like, I'm fine with you keeping Appy and Cheese. But I think guys like Terrell, you're just going to lose all of the money that he has made. And I just don't think the scoring output's going to be worth it to hold. So, yeah, I think in theory, I agree that we should be trying to save trades. But I think Terrell is just a, just we can chalk that up to a failed experiment, really, can't we?
Yeah, well, Nick, would you trade him to a guy like, I know, a guy who's pretty safe, pretty solid, like Max King, so that you can just hold on the way through, because you know that that will probably just be a final trade for a guy who's close enough to being a keeper.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you really need to think about your trades from a long-term perspective. And I think there's just a difference here in depth chart and where your player sits in that depth chart in terms of the priority of their minutes versus form. You know, they're quite different sort of ways of looking at it. Like, Sean Lane is theoretically the number one edge, right? He's just in bad form. So he should still get the opportunities, the minutes to come good. So, I agree. I don't think Terrell May is going to get the minutes. So I think it's just a hard sell. Now, I don't think there's a run of form necessarily that's going to correct itself for him.
Yeah. I think we just got lucky with injuries and opportunity.
This was always the case. Like, as soon as he became an option, I said, Lenu's coming back. Like, he's going to have to be a sell at some point. And that's why I didn't jump on.
Mm.
Yeah. You said, I don't like guys with an end date, I think. And,
exactly.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. It's I feel like buying a 570k bench middle was fraught with danger, but we jumped on anyway.
You know, everyone flew very close to the sun with it and really enjoyed it. But now you're
every 70 there was a 20. So
okay, let's move it on.
70 there was a 20. Brilliant.
For every Crazy New Who's question is Hamaselli worth a look? I think we just discussed that one. D Hunting 91, DC and RTS sells. Well, DCE has won at the judiciary, so he's not a sell. RTS, I think we're saying, is a general hold unless you've got an absolute upsell. Mitch Olerenshaw is going, what should we do with Appy of Cheese's backup hooker? Well, I think we're sort of saying you can sell one of the two to Brayley, but like, I guess it really just depends on, like, we are seeing if there's an issue with Cheese playing more than 50 minutes. He's basically playing like an impact hooker role, which is probably Pete Cheese, I'll be honest with you, like cannonballing, because he's got the gas to do it. Whereas 80-minute Cheese, unfortunately, is more like a, I don't know, what would you call it? Like a slowly deflating, you know, balloon. You know what it reminds me of? It's like a bean bag with a bit of a hole in it. It's just slowly losing the beans out of the back, just kind of getting limper and, you know, as time goes on.
A lot of beans out there. Yeah, I feel like the sweet spot for Cheese is like 65 minutes for fantasy, but we're just not going to get that, I don't think.
So. No. But you can hold Appy Cheese. You can hold Appy Cheese and Brayley, by the way. So you can have all those guys. And it works really well for round 13 in particular. And then you can sort of reassess then if, you know, you got to get rid of Appy potentially.
It's just that if 50-minute Cheese losing another 100 grand, you could be hurting. That's essentially where we're at.
You just don't really want him in your 17. You want to loop him, and then he's almost too expensive to be...
Too expensive to loop.
...not playing in your 17. I agree with you for 13, but... Well, do we really need those 25 points in round 13?
It was 1 week. He's averaging 40. What are we talking about?
But they're finally almost back to full strength, like as in they had at times when Watson was out.
That's what it means. You know what it means? Holes around the ruck. Come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's going to be running the ball and breaking tackles and, you know, darting over the line.
He's going to survive. He was the third guy I was going to sell, but he's surviving this week simply due to the fact that I'm now selling Cleary.
It's Brandon Smith. He's an international hooker. What are you guys thinking?
I'm thinking that there's a good...
fantasy relevant. Jeez, is he?
Yeah. He is fantasy relevant.
Why don't you own Moses Leota? He's a international starting prop and, you know, Fisher Harris too. Like, he won the Golden Boot, Nick. Why don't you own him?
Okay, good point. I'm going to go get him. And Joey Manu and Sean Johnson.
There you go. Excellent. They won this year.
The hate on Cheese is like, he's a legit dude.
He is a very good player.
He has absolute upside. Like, everyone's just crapping on him. It's like,
it's the limit on the fantasy upside with Watson there. And like the fact that he was losing minutes when Sanders Smith was playing, even when Zach Docker-Clay was playing, it just shows us that he's just, there's limits to that upside just due to the limitation of how many minutes he gets.
Yeah, but what was your expectation? Like, be realistic.
Closer to 60 than 50, 45. 40.
High 40s.
Yeah, fantasy. I agree. High 40s. So, yeah, he's disappointed a little bit, but he's not like absolute trash, need to get rid of him.
No, that's just what I've said for a few weeks. He's been a low grade sell, but absolutely low grade grinding. So, it's like the last guy you should sell if you solve all your other problems.
Yeah, I just don't see him as a problem, to be honest. And he's my only hooker. And
that's why you don't see him as a problem, because you've got a problem if you don't have him.
Because I agree that for you, Nick, to sell him to another hooker doesn't make sense. Like, there's not a better hooker that you could get that is worth the trade. But if you've already got a hooker, another hooker, then I'm okay with trading him, I think. But I agree with you. I think if you can avoid making that trade, then it's fine. I just don't really trust him in my 17.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, yeah, he's sitting on your bench, but he's going to put up a decent score.
Like, he will, eventually. Like, he's a good player, and he does get attacking stats. We just haven't really seen that much of it. But yeah, it's fine. He's fine. You're right. We're overreacting to some bad weeks.
True.
Yeah, I want everyone to sell him, and then I'm just gonna eat all the cheese.
All 35 points every week, mate. You'll be killing us. Okay. I don't even know what's his name. Says that's literally part of his name. Says, right, can you rank the most important trade out to the least important? McInnes, Nat Butcher, Chris, and Appy. I've got Chris. I've got McInnes, Appy, and Nat Butcher for me. Anyone disagree on that one?
I don't think I'd be selling Nat Butcher unless he gets benched.
No, they're just saying, like, rank them. I'm like, Chris has to go. McInnes will need to go at some point, maybe. I reckon he's going to play Origin as well. And then Appy and Nat Butcher is probably not a sell at all.
Yep.
Until he gets benched next week when Radley comes back and plays an edge.
They're all holds this week, aren't they? All those guys?
I think you've probably got bigger concerns than four green dots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DPPs, a lot of them.
I'd sell Chris. Like, I'd sell Chris to Garrick.
Or Armstrong. Yeah.
He's got the bye next week.
Yeah. Yep.
Easy. You don't want to hold a guy losing cash into the bye. Thoughts on Joliffe or Bateman? Rob, just real gut check on that one. Who are you getting?
I'm getting Bateman if positions aren't an issue.
Excellent. Well, they aren't because he's, I guess, boxes. That's what he's gone for. Joey's NZ Warriors. Chester Lusick and Turbo to Armstrong, Bateman and Garrick. Yes, I think we've already talked about those guys. Is Turbo a sell, though? I don't think he is. That's
the intriguing part of that question, which I don't like very much.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. I'm like, he had, what, a bad game? And I think that's just, he lost.
Take you on the Raiders this week.
Yeah, like a team that lost 40-0 last week. 40-0 to the Sharkies, right? And you got Tommy Turbo running it like Seb Chris and the Nuggets, right? You got who's going to be the last tacker? Albert Hopewadi. He can't hold a friggin' pan of oil. Okay. So,
barbecue's too hot.
So, look, who else you got in there this week? It's like he's running
Turbo to Garrick might be backwards as well, you know? Like,
I get
the allure of Garrick, but not Turbo.
Turbo's like a semi-legit frigging captaincy option this week. Like, if you got Cleary and you're absolutely hamstrung, can't get Nico for whatever reason, right? Because it's just, I reckon he's going to absolutely annihilate them at home as well.
I think Turbo's one that people are overreacting on, a bit like Cheese. I think you need to temper your expectations for Turbo. Like, he's just not a mid-50s guy. He's a high-40s guy, and he hasn't really had a breakout game yet. So
yeah,
maybe this is it.
And look at this, is absolutely just a tiny little bit of rain due for Friday. Like, we're really talking about minuscule amount of rain. So you've got a slightly slipperier Turbo basically rolling out 4 points. Yeah, I'd go with that. Moving on.
Just quickly, sorry. Just looking at this Raiders team list. Their spine, oh my God. It's exactly what I was saying in the preseason. It is so bad. Like, can we start a petition to get Joe Tarpanay out of the capital? Seriously.
No, that's true.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
He was pretty bad last week, though.
Could be worse.
Could you put it in with a team like that? Like,
hold on.
I don't blame him.
Oh, hold on. But Jack Whiten's moved out, and now he's moved to a team coming last. They've sacked the coach. Imagine being Jack Whiten. I'm going to move out to win the premiership. You're going to win the spoon, mate. So maybe not because of sacked JD, but the fact is that like they're coming dead last. They've only just beaten the bye, and they lost their coach. So, yeah, anyway.
Do we need to have a look at Whiten at some point for fantasy?
If he ever plays half, I mean.
Yeah, we want him in the halves, don't we? Or like to lose a bit more cash, but
which could be on the cards, depending. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I'll put you this way: the fact is that they've gone to market, they bought a new halves pairing. So whatever they do this year, they're not really developing these guys. Yeah, like
yep.
The current halves pairing, and they've said Elias go away.
Yeah,
so,
they're not invested.
Yep, and they're not invested in the other fella who's currently playing there, Hawkins.
Hawkins. Yeah.
So which really means is that yeah, you could easily play Jack there.
Yep.
So super keen.
Jack and Cody. Oh, is that two sixes?
Yep.
But look,
with Murray, Murray takes the pressure off.
And Cody, yeah. Cody can run the team around when he has to, like he did when Reynolds, you know, was out or whatever else. He can do it well enough. He just would have to play it like he normally does.
Yep.
And Jack Whiten would be more effective. And he's got a good left boot.
Yeah. Yep. You're kicking it out in full, that's for sure.
All right. Nick McMahon. Post TLT question, May and Lussick trade out for Garrick, and I'm going to say Joliffe because we're not doing Plath. Is Burbo or Chevy more of a sell? It'd be Gutho. Yeah, big at this point, Burbo's due back sooner than not. Chevy's got 2 weeks and he's back. It's Gutho. You got to sell Gutho.
Yeah, Gutho's 4 to 5 weeks. So,
yep. Okay, Poppy 1295 best trade for mid or edge. Yeet Lane has 140k, so he's got 650.
Keep Lane. I'm lobbying to keep Lane.
Would you upgrade to Bateman for 140?
I would.
There you go. He's got the money for it. There you go. Bateman.
Nicara is also an
option. Oh, Nicara is actually a stellar option because his buy run is actually mint. So yeah,
he doesn't miss.
God. Yeah. But the only issue about Nicara is that he scored a try last week. He was playing outside Nico, scored 122. He still only got the 59. Bateman. But
that's fine.
Got to
that's
60. Fine. No attacking stats.
I think they're both good options. It's just who do you choose?
Do you want a guy who plays 13 or a guy who doesn't play 13?
That's true. So
maybe it's around 14 buy, isn't he? Like,
and you said, you're going to lose him before then. Like, I reckon he'll be in the 700s again.
Oh, really? Okay.
I reckon he's going to be in the 700s. But look, Nicara he plays 13, misses 16, but plays 19. So
what's your projection on Bateman at the moment? Like 50 something?
50-ish, like the low 50s.
60-minute lock, 20-minute edge. Pretty good, eh? It's probably mid-50s, isn't it?
55, yeah. Okay, yeah, so we'll be around. Yep.
But I could get low 50s, I think.
Yep. That's it. And the slight gap in pricing there. So both of them have had one buy, so either's good. Okay, here's a great question, which is Liam J. Adams is asking JMK or Jaden Brayley. So Jeremy Marshall-King has obviously come out. He's got 350-pluses in a row. And the Dolphins have an absolute mint buy schedule, 13, 16, 19. Marshall-King cannot play. So I have nothing against people hopping on from my side because it looks like he's finally hit that form ever since Ben Hunt basically coconutted him into oblivion with that kick to the face.
My concern with JMK is around 14, which we're already carrying a lot of players, and we want to get on Walker as well. And then there's a ever-decreasing Tedesco as well to think about. So yeah, if you don't have too many Raiders and Roosters, then I love it. I think he's one of the best hookers to grab for that stretch. But
yeah, I think all the Raiders are a sell come round 14. But yes, Roosters. Maybe how many Roosters are you carrying?
Yeah, we're gonna have Angus and we might have Walker.
Teddy, yeah, it does get ugly, right? Origin restings.
Yep. And it's the origin restings, yeah, which I'm concerned about. And then the phantom four-week injuries that we have to hold through.
True. Well, in that case, look, the Knights do have a stellar option as well because, again, 13, 14, 17, 19, 20. So it's pretty.
I really like JMK though. I think he's a great pod. It's just, yeah, you just have to be a bit more careful with your planning.
You will also get one extra game out of JMK because the Knights have not had a bye. If you do get on, Brayley. All right, Nick, rank the cheap wing fullbacks: Armstrong, Weeks, Gray, Atkinson, Alamono. Alamalo. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I like Armstrong number one. I think he's got a great runway, like negative gajillion break even. Looks all right. Gus Gould said he's a good balance, tackle busting sort of guy. And I'm like, oh, cool. Love hearing that. So I think Armstrong's number one. Weeks, I like number two. The rest is pretty bit of a lottery. I'm not sure you can get on Jai Gray now this week.
Not with a new coach.
And Atkinson, looks like Braden Trindle's going to be gone a while, so I'd probably put Atkinson in front of Gray. And Alain Marlow, I'm not sure, has job security, to be honest. Where does that sit?
Watch. I wait for an hour before kickoff if you're going to pick up Alain Marlow. Simply due to the fact that there is Stafford Toa hanging around in 19. I know that Osto last week was very much about, oh, he's going to get cut, or, you know, when Stafford Toa comes back. If you can make your trade wait till 3 p.m. Saturday or 2 p.m., if he's still playing, he did look very good on debut. Like, And he's not a nugget. He's not some 20-year-old, you know, coming out of whatever. He's 28. He's got a good history in Super Rugby. I'm looking at his match stats last week. 4 is 39, 1 try and save, 1 line break. 4 tackles, couple of missed tackles, some good running meters, over 100 running meters. So I don't think he's a bad option. So
just a bit of union chat. What about Carter Gordon potentially going to the Titans from the Melbourne Rebels? The Wallabies, was he the halfback or something? Or
mate,
what's the number 10 called? I've forgotten.
Yeah, mate.
Fly half.
Fly half, that's it.
I'm not here for union chat, mate, but I am also 100% here for it.
But Carter Gordon, he's like the young guy that they brought in for the Wallabies World Cup. He's already looking at going to league. It's like, Jesus.
I love that.
Well, they're looking to wrap up the Rebels entirely. So,
yeah.
And there's no money. Essentially, they're going, there's not enough money for 5 teams. And essentially, this is so dumb, right? Rugby union, especially in like televised, was sort of reviving under the Channel 7 Shoot Shield type thing. Regrowing the clubs, regrowing the grassroots. And then, of course, what does Rugby Australia do? They're like, so we're going to double down on Super Rugby, right? We're going to lose the South Africans. We're going to make some stupid tournament. It's just, yeah, spend all our money there. They should have just kept it local, like build it up again. So,
yep.
Anyway, look, he'd be all right, I think. But, you know, I haven't watched enough Super Rugby, I'll tell you now, because the Melbourne Rebels suck.
No way. Yeah, you couldn't pay me to do it. Alan Marlowe, he's 6'5", 100 kilos. My God.
He's a big boy.
Beast.
Yeah, he was good. He only played for the Chiefs. He's a good player.
Mm. Yeah, nice.
Excellent. Look, we've already talked about Cheese and Sean Lane Terrell Mays to death, so I'm not going to answer any more questions about these guys. Who are the most urgent tradeouts? This is from guy called Felatio69. Well done, mate, with your Discord name there. Far out, dude.
Real good.
What are the most urgent tradeouts for Bostock with a high break-even, Finifioaki, Levi, Appy? It's got to be Levi first.
I think I'd only trade Levi.
Yeah, the rest are fine. Bostock, oh, geez, he had one bad game after getting a million points. That's owning a winger.
Yeah.
Bostock,
he's been excellent, Bostock, apart from last week. I was actually quite glad he got one low score because... just upset I didn't get on.
Yeah, everyone is. I think he made it almost 200K. Only thing I'd say is that if he were going to sell, go get Garrick. That's the only way. You've got to upgrade Bostock.
Yeah, agreed.
Or go down to Armstrong, cash in, take 180.
Yeah, that's right.
200 grand. You make 200 grand off that. Oh, my goodness.
Best luck, Felatio.
Oh, I'm sure he needs it. Shuvasashek, Watson looking mighty tempting. Yep, no. Watson is probably not back. Where are we sitting, Watson? I'm sitting Watson as a guy who's going to start off the bench, so we can't buy him. Correct, fellas?
Yep.
He needs a lot to kick right, which involves them benching Butcher and putting Radley on an edge. And I just don't really see it.
Not after last week.
He's such a good player. He brings such energy to the team and a directness as well. Like even with that slock at 5'8", hooker, he just brings directness, professionalism, a lot like Kieran Foran. And he just plays the right way. He's a winning sort of player. So it's going to be really disappointing to see if he gets less minutes now, considering the impact he's had on the team.
It's just his utility. The fact is that he's the ultimate number 14 in the game at the moment. I'd say he's probably the – if your team could play him – now that he's back and fully well, you probably would, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, he's excellent.
Like, yeah. I reckon
he's got a big lock roll. He's excellent for fantasy as well.
Yeah. But, like, I'm just saying, at that 14 roll, he's probably the best 14 currently rolling around in the comp. And at that stage, you just let him cook because they got so many forwards. Mm. And this year looks to be the year. It looks like they're trying to have one last ride themselves. There's a lot of teams trying to do one last ride at the moment.
Just Radley. Radley's playing 80 minutes. Like, there's no space for all these little locks.
Mm. All right, Lydia. What is Lenny's role position when he returns? I'm guessing he'll probably be off the bench for a little while, just while he gets back in. What do you reckon, fellas?
Yeah.
Taking White's role.
Do you reckon they're going to phase out JWH at some point?
I'm not sure they'll phase him out. I'm sure they'll bench him, though, possibly. Or he might play 20 and then come back and play 5 or 10.
Play the first 15, you know.
That's the only real option, right, for Lenu to get big minutes probably. But he could play 40 off the bench.
They're so stacked, though. Like, imagine if this bench where you got Watson, right, Terrell May, Spencer Lenu, and some sort of hybrid like Tupanier / Egan Butcher.
Wong
White. Like, probably someone who can play both, right?
Not fair. They're just wasting all this talent, aren't they?
They are. And then next year they're all leaving. Angus, come to the Panthers, please. We've got money now. We have money.
Go to rugby union, mate. Just don't go. We need you.
Nah, stay. You're doing too well. He's going to play Origin this year. Anyway, Max Johnson is going to do Turbo to Garrick at some point for buy rounds. We'll wait. When is the best time to do it? Now or later?
Do it, mate. Find another way to Garrick.
I can't believe we've had two of this question. It's
Turbo is a... Yeah. You can almost hold Turbo.
Nah, he misses too many. He plays like 4 of 8 and could be rested across the Origin period.
13, 16, 17, 19, 22. Yeah, you can. It's not the easiest hold, but yes, I totally get your point there.
Yeah.
Rosso, who to play? Can't loop. Piakora Weeks. I pick Piakora. How about you guys?
Yeah. Piakora not playing 80 last week was annoying, but...
First week back, you don't run these guys ragged first week back, do you?
No, he was off for quite a while. I think you picked the back rower rather than the... Although Weeks was pretty good last week.
Yeah, it's just one of those ones where, like, you can't expect the half to score 40 points every time that they get tuned up by 40 points, right?
Yeah, I think law of averages, you pick the back rower, don't you?
Yep, I agree.
Because you're likely to get your 35, which is what your loop spot is for, to make sure you get that 35. Okay, CJ's going to play this lot. Chan Hughes... Armstrong, Atkinson. Mate, you got all the cheapies. I'm guessing, guys, it would be Armstrong.
Yeah.
Yep, Armstrong. Yep.
Yep, play the starter. Jolliffe or down to Fanu Sele, like a Fanu or Sele for the price, ask Curtis. I think we've already talked that all three are good options.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jolliffe, Sele, Fanu, I'd sort of rank it that way.
Yes, I would rank it that way too because we don't know what Fanu's role will be.
The price points, isn't it? Jolliffe is like 670K now. So,
yeah,
but he's really good. So,
okay, Trent May for Jola for Bateman, who's more of a buy. I've got Bateman more of a buy just due to the fact that the Tigers suck less than the Titans. How about you guys?
And the DPP, but yep, eventually
we'll get DPP. Yeah, neither plays 13. So,
yep, Nat Butcher, McInnes to Bateman sideways. Nat Butcher or McInnes? Look, McInnes, I'd say wait a week. I feel like wait a week, but McInnes has to go at some point. So I feel like McInnes to Bateman, I reckon he's going to play Origin.
Origin, I
think. He's the best 14 New South Wales can have.
Yeah, but who knows if that's the direction they go. Like,
yeah.
I know that they're not going to call up Bateman.
Yeah, I mean, if he's named, then yeah, he's a trade, but I wouldn't sell him now. Like, he just cracked a 61. I don't know.
Fair enough. Damo's talking about a whole bunch of guys who we've already said are good, like Brayley, Walker, and Armstrong, so that's perfect. Strange. He's really got one question. The last question we're probably going to add before we can skip a whole bunch of others is Ethan Strange to sell this week, guys?
Rob?
I started off this week thinking that he was, and then I kind of just got stuck in the what if they just kind of switch their roles around again? You know, what if Ethan Strange kicks like he did in preseason and he is in it a lot more? I just don't really know. I just want to wait another week, basically, and see what's going on and then make a decision after that. I'll probably sell him before, like, the bye, probably.
Mm.
Is that next week?
Yeah. So you've either got to sell him now or you're going to lose cash walking into the bye.
Are we going to lose cash? What's his break even?
Mid-30s.
35? 36?
Yeah.
36.
I'm fine with selling him. I just don't know. Sticky. I don't trust him.
Yep.
Emotionally, it feels too early to get rid of Strange, but I think the head says, yes, it's just about time.
80K, after you can go get Taylor May.
Yeah.
50K, 100K, you can go get Garrick.
Yep.
Yep, that feels safe to me. Spicy. Almost a straight trade to Cherry. 30 grand.
Wait. Bronson?
Yeah.
Oh, Bronson.
Ooh.
30K to Bronson Cherry, who has looked phenomenal.
Yeah, he's been awesome. That left edge, eh?
That left edge. I kind of want to own it. The Bulldogs, by the way, NRL iTest, shout out to the guys who run that. They are awesome. They've run some stats around defensive and offensive capacities this year. Basically, the Bulldogs have had the best, essentially, defense, you know, stopping the runs per meters, and one of the pretty much the best running game as well, meters made per run this year. It's just that their attack has sucked. Let them down.
Do you think that they can only win if they're playing 13 on 12?
I think that they've improved since then. They put the defensive stuff together. No, they weren't good when I watched them. The only time they looked good against the Sharks.
They play well, but they have an extra man on the field.
It took them until like round 7 to play well, mate.
Mate, you don't watch the game. You didn't watch
it. Watch the game. Thanks, Phil Gould. I'll call you a dribbler. In fact, dribbler Matt.
You're casual.
Okay. Dribbler Matt is going, planning doing Turbo to Garrick. Nope. Catch you later. Fallacia 69 is back. does he bring Jay Brails in? Something Nick's not used to. Did he bring Jaden Brayley in? And use him through Origin. Does this go Appy to James K? I go Brayley at this point, unless you don't have a lot of roosters, Rob.
Yep.
Excellent. Resuff going, has he got the yeet order correct? So he's got Ponga, yes. Ponga, Terrell May, yes. Lussick, Campbell, Talangi, Flanagan. Jeez, dude. The yeet order is probably yourself going back in time and just quitting the season. Like, that's ugly.
I think it's Terrell May and Flanagan are number one sales, right?
Yeah, Flanagan's losing cash.
Yeah.
Flanagan and Terrell May are losing cash, and then the rest of them are like Lussick's on the bye. Ponga's hurt. Campbell's hurt. Talangi's. Yep. Was Talangi on the bench? Oh, no, he's going to be fullback. I'd probably just keep him.
Potentially fullback. Potentially, yeah.
That's it. If you have any more information, let us know, please. Austin is saying, put some respect on it. Yeah, okay, mate. Osto's talking himself up from the Sunday night podcast, talking, put some respect on Jerome Hughes' name. Yeah, mate. Sure, we'll do. Hayes has said, hey, mate, my trade out so far.
Love you, Osto.
Yeah, that's it. We totally didn't storm out from you the other day and leave you with the bill. trade out so far, May, Cheese and Chris. This is from Hayes. He might bring in Plath, Sam, Walker and Brayley. Yeah, not Plath. He wants half a mid cover for 30 to jump on Plath. Don't jump on Plath. So Adam Middleton, shout out Adam. Who are the best three buyers? Bateman, Jolliffe, Brayley, Garrick, Nick.
Oh, look, my tendency is to lean Garrick. I've totally been sold on that. And I think Brayley has to be there. I think Jolliffe is probably the last. And then, you know, Bateman's just probably going to be a good option over the next few weeks, regardless. Whereas I think, you know, Garrick and Brayley may leave the station potentially for you. I don't know. Any thoughts there, Rob? How you rank him?
I don't know if I'm as convinced on Brayley, but he's very cheap. And he's a good way of getting like a hooker if you need. So, yeah.
Is it a mirage? That's the question.
No, I don't think he has to do much for it to be 10 points. It's just not very exciting, I suppose.
That's it. Another tackle.
Yeah.
All right. And then Damo's saying, oh, can I add Walker and Max Plath into the mix? So if you schedule them, I'd put Walker below Garrick, but that's about it. So I'd have Garrick, then Walker, and Plath would be last. Okay. They, them, Hulk is asking, is it too late to get Hines? I don't have him in Cleary. Scared face.
No, get him. He's a must, basically, right? From a captaincy point of view.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like a lot of people are going to be annihilated this week. What about you, Rob? You've got Hines, haven't you?
I have got Hines, yeah.
Yep. Would you be getting him in this week?
Yeah, you almost have to, right? If you don't have Hines, or Cleary.
Who else do you captain?
This week?
Yo. SJ or?
It's Yo, yeah, it's Yo. It's
against the Bunnies. It's nice. Yeah, Thursday night. Turbo against...
Stealing, does he?
Turbo against the Raiders, if you want to risk it. That's about
it. Hines. Don't overthink it.
Yep.
You always do Garrick against the Raiders, right? Like, if they're going to score that many tries, he's got to kick that many goals potentially.
Might do a hammy. kicking that many goals. The only careful thing is if you got Hines is basically playing Sunday 4:05, and the way that the season has gone, you'll probably fall into a pothole on the way there and lose his leg. So make sure you vice captain a guy playing early in the week. Paddy Carrigan Friday 8 PM is looking pretty good.
Yeah, I mean Hines would have been Cleary would have been perfect to vice captain, but here we are.
That's it. That's what I had. All right, we're almost there. Back to the last lot of Facebook questions. Mark Hughes is going. Claire's might replicate Nico's score this week playing against the Bunnies. Mark, no, he didn't.
Oh, it's good to see who jinxed him then.
Morgan Jones goes Chris May Smith to Armstrong Hines Brayley. Yep, that's fine. And he's got to start Salmon or Faino as the mid. I've got no issue starting Salmon this week. Does anyone playing on an edge for the Doggies?
I'm going to be starting yep. Salmon.
Yeah, you can probably play Salmon and Faino. They're playing each other this week. Dom Thompson, have we missed the bone of Trey Fuller? We've already talked about that one. Yes, we have. Sean Mitchell goes, needs a mid and edge, have 1.1 million to spend. I feel like the answer to this one may be some combination of like a Selle and Bateman. What about you guys?
Yeah, or Sam Finu, perhaps, or Nikita. A combination of those guys, basically.
Yeah, I wouldn't get an expensive mid and a cheap edge this week unless it's Pierre Cora. And we've been burnt by him about 18 times over. In fact, has Pierre Cora played two good games in a row this year?
No.
Has Pierre Cora played two games this year?
Two games in a row? Yeah, probably not. Not two full games, certainly. All right, Ross Mitchell. Tossing up between Plath and Bateman. Bateman, thank you. Andy Tran, best wing fullback cheapie out of Armstrong and Weeks. I think, Nick, you've said that probably Armstrong just because Weeks has the bye sooner.
Yeah, and I think he's got a little break even, right?
Plays 10, 13, and 14, which is really helpful.
Oh, so good.
Excellent. Armstrong, Plath or Jolliffe, I think we're saying Jolliffe, unless you want to go down to one of the cheaper guys that we talked about, save your cash. Joe Smith, Blaze or a hold if you have him with Guthrie at 4 to 5 weeks. I am holding Blaze. I'm just doing it desperately, holding on for mad love. I'm going to get to like round 14 and then have to sell him. How about you guys? Anyone else got Blaze?
Yep.
No, I'm so upset.
Well, you haven't been upset yet. You've had like 3 weeks of an actual player playing.
Well, yeah, I probably sold him. Like, I think I definitely kept him an extra week, and then he got. You know when there was that talk of Gutho going into the halves and
yes.
Blaze going to fullback, but yep. You know, what does Buzz know?
No, I think he gets.
I think that's what they intended to do. I think that was the actual scoop.
Yeah.
Until it got
maybe.
Yeah.
And then BA does BA things.
Yeah.
Matt Pittman, thoughts on Harmo Selle? We've done it really well, mate. We've covered that really well. But yes, we like him. Zion goes best mid 643K or under. I think we've already talked about Selle and Fainu to death and Armstrong being the best cheapie. Next up, cheese to Jaden Brayley, worth or give cheese another week. Nick says keep cheese. Rob says sell cheese. I say
I don't know if I'd sell cheese to Brayley though. I don't know. I just hate wasting trades on hookers.
Excellent. That feels so sideways.
Yeah.
Rob and Nick are talking, getting sideways with hookers. And
I got in trouble with this last night as well.
there we go. Multiple nights with hookers for Rob. Excellent. That's not how that works. All right. Cody says, how do I get my hands on a flux capacitor? Cody, if you knew, I would go back in time. I tell you now, I started off the season with Cleary, Haas, and Ponga, right? All of whom have now been out for multiple weeks. If I just started with like Hines, Yo, and a Turbo, I would be something like 500 points up on that particular set of scores. Ridiculous. So I know, mate. Just do what you got to do. Plath or Jolliffe. Sorry, guys. We've already said these. Bateman, Jolliffe, Gutho, so Talangi, Aldous, Hold. We've just talked about that one. I'm just trying to get the question, which we haven't answered. Here we go. Mark, Quantock. Nick, if people want in Sorensen, are we sticking clear or are we? Should they hold with the news that he might be out for 1 to 2 more weeks?
You sort of bought him for the round 13 and other minor buy coverages. So I think if you saw the upside then, I think he should. Yeah, I think he'd be all right.
Yep, that's it. Is Bateman a good trade for head-to-head set and forget? Yes. Is Mayasel? Yes. That is from Kelly Dunlop. We're down to the last two guys. Is Plath worth a trade? No. Sorry, guys. I know heaps of people asked Plath, but basically 2 to 3 weeks ago, he was before they went on that massive run against the Eels. He had a little bit of value. He's now, in the last 2 weeks, absolutely annihilated that value because of how well he's gone. He's now up to 600K. It's basically, you may as well just buy Morgan Smithies. So, like, that's kind of where we're at. Anyone disagree on that?
And don't do that.
Don't do that. Sorry, Rob.
Just be careful.
Other Rob,
about,
my brother Rob.
Just be careful about your expectations, I suppose. Right? Like,
I just can't understand Wayne Bennett playing a rookie for 70 minutes in the middle. It's very un-Bennett-like. But maybe he's just like, he's got quite lucky with injuries, hasn't he? With, I think Kenny Bromwich got hurt and there was another injury in the middle and he's just the benefactor of big minutes. And then he scored 2 tries in that game like 2 weeks ago. So
yeah, the one last week is the most, is the best one because he played 66 minutes, 47 tackles and he didn't. Yeah, but they did have 2 forwards injured. You are correct. So he has been a beneficiary. That's the thing. You're basically buying a Tyrell May, only he's about, 2 feet shorter?
No offload game either. Like,
no, that's it.
Compared to May, you know.
All right, Adam Sargent, Jaden Brayley, is he the hooker we aren't talking about? Mate, I feel like I've mentioned Jaden Brayley about 800 times tonight. But so, no, he's the guy we are talking about. He's a buy. Good on ya. So that is it for the questions tonight. So I guess question is, Nick, any final thoughts?
Mate, you beat me by one this week. I'm a bit miffed about that.
Oh, did I actually clap you in the end?
Yeah, you got me by 1 point.
How did I manage that?
I don't know. You hacked him.
Mate, that I have had the worst team this year. The only reason why I'm in even with Kui of anything, I've somehow, God has blessed me with the best captaincy choice every week. Like, and when I say the best, I mean like essentially the highest scoring player each week has been my captain. That's it. And I'm still not doing that well.
Yep.
So.
And I'm beneath you. So great.
I think everyone's made better choices. I'm just getting lucky every week. It's got to win sometime soon. I bet you I'm going to Captain Hines this week and he is just going to die on the field.
Please no. I don't need it.
That might have been too far. Rob, final thoughts from you, mate, all the way from New Zealand.
Just got to figure out what to do with Cleary. Just going to keep me up all night, I think.
Yep, that's it. I'm having a look. I still can't. I think that Cleary to Sam Walker's the play, and then you just work out what to do with all the extra money, right?
Yeah.
I know for me, I've got Chester to Garrick because that one seems like a no-brainer for the DPP for DPP. And then if I go
got that lined up too. Yeah.
And then if I go Cleary, I'm just doing it now to Walker, and I'm only going to end up with about $500,000 in the bank after this. And then I confirm that one. So, yep, 415 left. So I guess
Matt Burden at 674K. On improving Bulldog squad with a great schedule.
Great left edge.
Could go ham, probably won't. It's probably a bit too much money. If he was like low 600s or 600, I think he'd be a good buy. But
what was he to start the season at?
640, I think. Same as Foggs, except he doesn't have a torn bicep.
That's true. The only thing is the 82 that Burton scored a couple of weeks ago off that double is about to come out of his rolling start. So he is his break even is going to take a hit. So he's got
Walker's 120K cheaper. So yeah, there goes that.
Yeah, Walker in 3 weeks might be the same price as Maddie.
Yeah, Walker's such a good buy.
Excellent. So awesome. I think that's just about it, guys. This is the Boom or Bust and Amateurs Fantasy Podcast Questions Podcast 2024 signing out.
Thanks for listening today and I hope you enjoyed our collaboration. Please make sure to subscribe to the podcast and check out Facebook pages for more info.